For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Frankie Graziano. So far this winter, more than 60 people have died in Connecticut of the flu. In many of those cases, the actual cause of death is respiratory failure. The lungs stop working. Luis Cordero went to a walk-in clinic on a Friday night in March about 2 years ago. He went in not feeling well, but thinking he had some minor illness. He left in an ambulance, and it got so bad after a few days that doctors told his wife, Victoria, they'd need to put Cordero on a respirator.
They basically told me that there was nothing more they could do. The respirator was at its full capacity, and that they could he could be transferred over to Harford Hospital, where they had this ECMO machine.
ECMO. It's short for extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. Cordero says it saved his life.
They told my wife I had a 10% chance to survive. And I'm here 2 years later, back to work. Everything's back to normal. So this is nothing to play with. If you're sick, please get to the hospital.
Dr. Jason Gluck says the technology spares lungs from having to work so hard to remove carbon dioxide and bring oxygen to the blood. During a demonstration at Hartford Hospital, Gluck points to a prototype he says he actually first made in his garage.
You can see that blood is drained from the patient from the leg, then goes to our pump, then to an oxygenator, which adds the oxygen and removes the carbon dioxide. And then it pumps it back into the body so that when the blood hits the lungs, it's preconditioned. So that if the lungs aren't working, it's kind of okay. And then we can minimize the effects of a ventilator, so the pressures are lower in the lungs and the amount of oxygen inside the lungs is lower, and the lung can heal and repair.
Gluck says EMCO has a higher success rate the earlier respiratory failure is recognized.
If we get to somebody early, we can get to them before they develop multi-organ failure, before they can really get worse. And there is a fair amount of data. The earlier you get to this technology, the better you're going to be.
And that's why the Corderos are telling their story this flu season. Victoria and Luis went through so much, all because of one case of the flu.
Which was incredible. I remember my son saying, "This is the flu? Are you sure it's not something else?" And he was just trying to like aim at other things. You know, I would say that the whole overall experience for me was some worst ever in my entire life. I never thought that I would ever face the possibility of being a widow.
Hartford Hospital says it has seen 615 patients with flu this season. Dr. Jack Ross, the hospital's chief of infectious disease, added that out of all of the people that walked into the hospital with flu-like symptoms a few weeks ago, 50 to 55% of them had to be admitted. Ross says that number is now down about 10%. A sign flu season may be slowing down. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.